Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Detroit police officers coming under fire in two separate incidents just hours apart. WWJ's Charlie Langton live with the details on one of the investigations that's still developing this morning. Charlie?
Yeah, Jonathan, that's right. About 10 o'clock last night, Detroit police attempted a traffic stop at Ford and Schaefer of a Dodge Ram with improper plates. That vehicle later determined to have been stolen out of E-Course back in November. Then the Ram took off from the traffic stop and then led police on a major chase, not only through Detroit, Southwest Detroit, Lincoln Park, Allen Park, and Dearborn, at times with speeds over 100 miles an hour. Also, there were shots fired from that Dodge van at officers throughout the chase, hitting the officer's vehicle, but not the officers. Police then determined that a 14-year-old was driving the stolen vehicle while an adult was shooting at the cops. Then, MSP gets involved. They set up a pit maneuver along the Southfield Freeway at Outer Drive in the Dearborn-Allen Park border. Now, it did stop the Ram, but that was not all. Two juveniles and an adult jumped out of the vehicle, crossed the freeway, jumped into a pond. Eventually, all three were arrested and an AR-style weapon recovered. No injuries, police, to anybody, and this is a continuing investigation. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Carjacking suspect shot at a Detroit police officer during a foot chase Thursday. Two suspects have been arrested, with one still at large. The incident starting when officers traveling on 6 Mile heard gunshots, pulled over a car they thought had been shooting, but realized it was the target. Police then turned around and pursued the gunman's vehicle. The suspects fled and two were caught. The third climbed through a fence, asking an innocent bystander to hide in her house. She refused and the suspect stole her Flex, her Ford Flex. The suspect at large turned and shot at the officers chasing them, and then dropped his weapon near McNichols and Burwood. He stole a 2010 silver Ford Flex with the plate number VVM574. Fortunately, no officers were hurt. Detroit police will be talking more today about the arrest of a Westland man in connection with the murder of a Grand Blanc teenager.
Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy says Jacob Hills met 23-year-old Avian Sanders at a party in Detroit. He decided to show off his new AR-15 rifle. Hills went missing. His car left outside a hookah lounge in Dearborn Heights. Hills' father received an anonymous tip that his son was in the basement of a house on East Warren in Detroit. Police discovered him there, shot to death. Worthy says Sanders killed Hills, stole his rifle and his car, dumping the car outside the hookah lounge. He's charged with first-degree murder, which has no possibility of parole. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
Possible homicide charges could be filed today against the suspect in the death of a 49-year-old man inside the General Motors Orion Township Assembly Plant. Police say Gregory Robertson was killed yesterday after he and another worker got into an argument. It was reportedly over money. The plant was shut down for the day on Thursday while Oakland County Sheriff's detectives investigated. The suspect hasn't been identified, but he's currently being questioned and is being held in jail awaiting formal charges. Well, Wayne County voters will see a transit millage issue on their November ballot. WWJ's Mike Campbell reporting live now that the decision to include the measure comes a day after the Oakland County Board of Commissioners moved to put a similar item before the voters there, Mike.
Yeah, the Wayne County Transit Authority has approved placing a renewal of a 4-year Suburban Mobility Authority for Regional Transportation, or SMART, millage on the November 8th ballot. The question will only be asked in communities that are part of the SMART system. The measure, at just under $1 million, would raise about $20 million in its first year, according to information from the county. The 7-zip decision in Wayne County followed an Oakland County vote on Wednesday evening to approve putting a 10-year countywide transit millage question on the ballot there, and a vote by Macomb County commissioners in July that puts a 5-year millage request for smart service on the ballot in Macomb. Both are for 0.95 mills. Smart provides bus service and other transportation services for communities in Wayne as well as Oakland and Macomb counties. The city of Detroit is primarily served by the Detroit Department of Transportation. The chairman of the Wayne County Transit Authority says once renewal of the millage is successful, it will be essential that we come together as a county, and region to discuss the future of regional transit. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.